Yeah. Welcome to our pre-show here for today's show. The 31st, man. Whew. Tomorrow's bill paying day. And you can hear some hissing in the background. That's the goddamned air conditioner going. I got it a little bit, man. I don't know what the temperature was today. I wasn't out of the fucking house at all, man. I was sleeping. Been tired the last couple of days. All right. Let's look respectable, Phil. Girl, you gotta love your man. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Take him by the hand. Make him understand. The world on you. Columbus 3, Boston 1. Playing there at Maple Leaf Gardens, I guess. Stanley Cup playoffs for the 2019-2020 season. They've pulled the goalie. This looks like it is Boston. The Blue Jackets are leading 3-1. Boston's pulled their goalie. And I don't think Boston's going to have a snowball's chance in hell here to get off a goal, get a shot off for at least one goal. Blue Jackets have burned this fucker up, man. 33 seconds left. It's frozen up along the boards. There's the no whistle. The puck's loose. They got an extra attacker there, does Boston. Feeding it in low. Ball comes out. Puck comes out to the blue line. Mid-ice. Columbus trying to clear it. They can't. Back in the Columbus end. Coming in low is the Bruins. Try to get a shot off. Couldn't do it. Columbus with the puck. Skating ahead with the puck on into the Bruin end. And there's a goal. No, he missed it. Did he score a goal? He missed the net. Is it 4-1? He got a goal. 4-1. Empty netter. That sucks. So Columbus got the puck out in the... Boy, at this point, you got to slash or something. You got to do something to keep that puck from going. And he just got an empty netter. Boom. 4-1 Columbus. All right. Rory, girl, you got to love your man. Make him understand.
I love hockey, and I just do. And looking at the hockey scores right now, Phil.
Give us a update of the playoffs, will you?
All right, Phil. Right now, the Columbus Blue Jackets just talk about blue. You guys like to make those filthy. I didn't want to say filthy because it sounds like it's P-H-I-L-T-H-Y. But, in fact, you people have that filth file you got on that BSP page, don't you?
Well, I mean, I don't. It's something the fans did, Vernon.
What, did you forget my name all of a sudden? You forgot who you were talking to?
What the fuck?
And the guys that are doing the fucking game are sitting... This is ridiculous, man. They're sitting like, you know, they got the social distancing thing. They're in a room. They're not in the arena. Goalie comparisons. What? Jonas Korpisalo, 11 saves, no goals allowed. Elvis Merzlikins, 12 saves, one goal allowed. Elvis Merzlikins. Boy, there's a name. That's a name that will live in infamy.
I'm starting a new sport called Guy Ball. Now, Guy Ball, so many of these sports purport to or pretend to test manhood and masculinity. Guy Ball is simple. You kick the ball right at a guy's nuts. It's not that. Guy Ball, you start from the center of the field and you kick off. Only the lines are probably more 10 yards off of the center line.
Is this played on a football field?
Yeah, you play it on a standard football field. So the ball is kicked off from midfield, and you can't kick it over. You must kick it right at the team that is lined up. If the ball gets through, that's guy ball, okay?
What's so funny?
I'm not laughing. You are, okay?
I'm sorry I laughed.
Yeah. See, this is why I didn't want to come. That's guy. That's Guy Ball. It's named after, you're not going to believe this, Phil. It was named after a friend of mine named Guy Ball. Guy was a quarterback that I played with at Hamilton. And Hamilton Tibby Cats. Sorry.
The Tiger Cats.
The Tiger Cats.
Well, what are you Phil is laughing, Vernon.
Okay, Phil laughing is bad. You're forgetting my name. Guy Ball was...
So Guy Ball was a real person.
Guy Ball was a guy.
That's right, Dickman. Guy Ball was a guy. I had a bad I had a bad feeling when I got to bed this morning, knowing that I was going to do your show. But Guy Ball, if you kick it, and you're able to kick it right through that line of guys, that's a guy. That's Guy Ball. That's one guy. You understand, Phil?
I mean, why would you invent a sport that is so open to criticism, to ridicule?
Why do you say that? That's interesting, because somebody else said the same thing.
Well, when you say that's a guy, you know there's going to be a million guys out there, a million people out there. Oh, there's a guy. It does leave you open to ridicule.
But you know, want to know something? I am so devoted to the memory of my friend, Guy Ball, that there's no way in hell I'm going to change a thing. I'm going to force people to accept Guy Ball. I hate everyone there. I hate everyone in your studio. So Guy Ball, you know.
All right, so we have the basic outlines of Guy Ball. That is a riot. Oh, man. I love it, dude. I love me some of that, you know. Guy Ball, where are we? Take him by the hand. The world on you depends on. Now, okay, let's say the ball then.
So now if the ball is kept in play, then it is what's called the swarm. Get the ball. You're allowed to pick it up is the swarm. And that's when you cannot pick it up and run with it. You have to kick at it. And there's no holds barred. Once you can kick that ball somehow, what you want to do is kick it back into your own offense, back into your own players. Once you're able to do that, and you can be pursued, and what is legal, you can trip someone. Tripping is completely legal. Also, grabbing people from behind and throwing them to the ground, that's legal. Only you can't pick the ball up and run with it. You must kick it.
So this is almost like it's rugby, but you're only able to kick.
That is correct, exactly. Except rugby has stoppage in play. This sport never has any stoppage in play unless the ball is kicked out of bounds. And once the ball is kicked out of bounds, then you have another guy off. That's what I'm calling it, a guy off. And
then you start again.
Then you start again, yeah.
Well, how do you think this will be received?
I think it's exciting. I think it's contact, but it's not picking the ball up and running with it, but it's a contact sport. So in other words, it has the best features of soccer, as well as some of the great features of rugby, or if you want to compare it to football when you're running the ball.
Now, where are you going when you're trying to kick it downfield?
Where? I'm sorry?
When you're trying to kick it downfield, trying to kick it into the opposite end?
Yeah, where you're going, well, you're just kicking it down to the opposite end. And then when you get down there, then you, I don't know, you give it up, I guess. I don't know.
Well, isn't there a touchdown or a touch line?
A touch line?
Let's see. Then you have to hit a goal that's no bigger than the ball itself. You have to kick it into a goal that's no bigger than the ball itself. You know, and it has to go into a funnel, and that funnel then cycles back up and pops the ball up out of bounds. Please.
Then you kick it, and you have to kick it. If it goes out of bounds, then you do a guy in, and that's where, you know, and that's that. If you get it to that goal, that's for 5 points. If you can kick it past the guys, that's 1 point. Anytime you kick it past the opposing players when you're doing it, when it's a guy off, when you're guying.
The fuck? All right, man. Well, thanks, Coach.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Margaret, I just wanted to sing a song that I wrote for Phil called Phil, You Are.
He left me from the barn.
Yes, Phil, it's Phil, I wanted to tell you about, this is a song that I wrote for people. What is causing this, man? 1-1-1. 1-1-1-1-1. 1-1-1-1. What is this? 1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1. 1-2-1-2-1-2. 1-2-1-2-1-2. Phil, I can tell you that it is a... hi, Phil. Yes, this is... This is Dave Castorini. Dave Castorini, Phil. This is a song called The Lord Led Me From the Barn. And I know I was reluctant. I wrote this for a young man who had a proclivity for bestiality. It's called The Lord Led Me from the Barn. And I've got to, I left the barn that day. You said to me, bye. You know, I'd written a song because I know the bestiality. So I read a song, I wrote a song called The Day the Lord Led Me from the Barn. And I heard the voice of God say, stay away from the barn, stay away from the barnyard. And I did. Well, I wrote this song, and I sang it, and here it is. When I was led from the barn to do you no harm, the Lord led me that way that day. And then I heard the barn call me to it. That's about as far as I've gotten, Phil. Dave Castrini here, Phil. The day the Lord led me from the barn.
Oh, my God, that's terrible. Okay. Testing, 1, 2, 3.
Phil, how are you doing? This is Dave Castrini. I could tell you that I have a great deal of pandemic. Phil, it's great to be with you. Phil, it is wonderful to be with you. Phil, it's so good to be with you. I'm happy. Phil, it's so good to be with you. Phil, it's so good to be with you. Phil, I tell you, it is so good to be with you. Phil, it's great to be with you. I'm grateful. Phil, I'm grateful to be with you. How are you?
I'm great, Reverend Castrini. Dave Castrini for the youth ministry there in Scottsdale, Arizona. Tell me about this unusual song that you wrote that you've resurrected for the why have you resurrected this?
I thought when I found this song, I was looking to write a song that addressed a sin. This was an unusual sin and one that is given to, I don't know how many people actually suffer from bestiality, but I had written a song called God Led Me from the Barn.
God led me from the barn as in not to commit this sin.
Exactly, General. And I felt it was important to do that.
God led me from the barn.
God led me from the barn, yeah. Now, the barnyard...
hold on, Dave. What's the story?
Nothing.
Okay.
It's all right.
Yeah, the barnyard is... It's a place of sin.
All right, man. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Jesus Christ Almighty. And I got to do this fucking... Every goddamn fucking week. Here it comes.
Coming to Live by Live, Thursday, July 30th, Darius Rucker's Darius and Friends virtual concert benefiting St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Catch an exclusive one-time-only performance by Darius Rucker live from the Grand Ole Opry stage, featuring guest appearances by Clint Black and Tracy Lawrence. All proceeds from the show benefit St. Jude, so get your tickets today at livexlive.com/Darius and tune in July 30th at 8 p.m. Eastern only on Live by Live.
Okay. What is going on here, man? What have you guys done to my fucking goddamn... What's going on here, man? Why can't I fucking open up my... I ain't digging you at all, man. I ain't digging your shit at all, dude. Not at fucking all. Okay. So this bitch... Excuse me for saying, bitch. Sorry. Darius Live. Okay, there's the Darius promo. And then what else are we doing? Oh, nothing but bet online? They got two different fucking things you're telling me here, man. And would you use the Darius instead of the one listed? Instead of the one listed, the Darius promo, instead of the one listed, says whatever, okay. Then I've got this other thing. I mean, I don't understand what the fuck this dude's saying at all, man. And then there's a bet online spot, which is what, man? This is going to be fucked. I'm going to clear the fucking heads on this thing again. Meantime, what is this shit?
Sports keep coming back.
What the fuck is this? Fandemic. This is a post roll here. Now, they keep wanting me to put these long... pieces of stuff in the middle. I'm not going to do it, man. I don't know. Maybe it'll... And this spot. When do I do the goddamn spot? And I did the copy, the bet online. I don't know, man. Shit. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. I don't have any fucking idea what I'm doing here. I've been pulling my fucking dick over this shit. All right, folks. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4. Yes, sports keeps coming back. It's unrelenting. It will never end. It will never finish until you, me, all of us have had our fill and more of sports. So also does your chance to bet on those sports with our exclusive wagering partner, BetOnline. This is the worst written shit. It's okay. It's all right. It's okay. I got it, man. I got it. Sports keep coming back. Sports keeps coming back. It's unrelenting. It'll never end. The sports will be there for you. We all need our action. We all need the things that we need. And BetOnline is here for you, our exclusive wagering partners here at West. Sports keep coming. Sports keeps coming back. So does your chance to bet on them with our exclusive wagering partner, BetOnline. Major League Baseball will finally start the summer this weekend. Started last motherfucking bitch weekend, didn't it? Sports keeps coming back. So does your chance to bet on them with our exclusive wagering partner, BetOnline. Major League Baseball is finally back, baby, and it's in full swing, and there's no shortage of ways to get in on the action. BetOnline has all of the odds, futures, and props, so you can bet on them as you please. Shit. Sports keep coming back, and so does your chance to bet on them with our exclusive wagering partner, BetOnline. Major League Baseball is finally back, and it's in full swing, and there's no shortage of ways to get in on the action. BetOnline has all the odds, futures, and props for you to bet on the... Do you sure you weren't mentioned fucking Major League Baseball? Hey, sports is coming back, man. It doesn't matter. It doesn't... It just... Hey, listen, sports is back, Jack. You can't stop it. Sports keeps coming back, so does your chance to bet on them with our exclusive wagering partner, BetOnline. Major League Baseball, full swing. On the entertainment side, Floyd Money Mayweather joins the BetOnline team in a segment called The Ice is Right, as he talks about his jewelry and gives you the chance to win some great prizes and bet on cost of his bling.